Truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 24.
In this life and in leadership, we need to make conscious choices about how we show up. Because when we do, we are better able to live fully into our true purpose. We are also able to take charge of our emotional responses, thus creating more space between stimulus and response. Choosing who we are and how we will be. And not being driven by external stimuli or circumstance. How? Think of intent for speaking like a purpose or mission for business. If it were your business, you're clear about its mission and purpose. You know what it is and how you're going to achieve it. Your business mission makes you and others in the business behave in certain ways. It makes you think in a certain fashion. Your business mission and purpose influences how you show up to help you drive the business. The same principle applies to your intent for a talk or presentation, a board meeting, a one-to-one, even a new business pitch, or a casual conversation in the kitchen. In fact, anywhere where the situation requires you to speak. Simply put, intention is an attitude you adopt. It's a state of mind. It impacts on your thinking, feeling, and behaviors. It drives everything you do. Read the following tongue twister out loud. Mr. Chops the butcher shuts his shop shutter. Or perhaps his assistant shuts his shop shutter. The butcher's shop shutter is a short shop shutter. And the butcher's short shop shutter should shut sharply. I'd like you to read it just like that, quite simply and straightforward. Then, read it again. The second time you read it, have the intent to read it to a group of four-year-old children. Imagine they're in front of you. Focus purely on reading it to these children. Be sure to remember how best to read to a group of small children. What did you notice was different from the first time you read the passage out loud? Identifying your intent and clarifying it is done by answering the following question. How do I want to show up? How you decide to show up to the group of four-year-olds, consciously or unconsciously, drove the changes in the pace, vocal variety and energy. The way you spoke, stood, behaved, even acted was driven by your intent. Intent has the power to alter what people understand from you. A further exercise to try is to find a poem you really like. Then choose an intent. Forget about the potential audience right now. See how the poem changes from intent to intent. For example, you could choose to be clear and precise. Then choose to be playful. Then review the differences between the two versions. Neither version is wrong. They're just different. You're different each time. It's still the real you, though, just speaking and performing differently. Success of intent is driven by what I call the three M's: memorable, motivational, and mine. With an intent constituted by the three M's, you'll always be sure of your mission when speaking and certainly be the one people remember. In other words, your intent should be no more than three words that you never forget. That's the memorable bit. They form your anchor for how you want to show up and be. They form your attitude of mind. The three words must motivate you to be a certain way, to be a version of self. And you must identify your intent yourself. That's the mind bit. It shouldn't be suggested to you by someone else. Otherwise, you'll end up play-acting. So here are some reflection questions or reflection points. What did you notice was different in your vocal tone and pace when you are delivering the tongue twister? From the first time to the second time. When in a speaking scenario, have a clear intent that is memorable, motivational, and mine. What has the impact of the three M's had on you? Use feed forward to review your success in using the power of intent. Where might you use some of this newfound awareness of the power of intent to your advantage when speaking? Over the coming week, see if you can identify an intent for each day, or go even further for every conversation or meeting you have. Over time, you begin to notice you are choosing more consciously of how you are being, which will have a profound impact on how you feel about yourself, as well as the impact you have on others. Remember also to feed forward. Ask yourself, what did I do well there and should do more of? What could I do to improve next time? And finally, what am I grateful for in myself?
For more information, please visit TruthWorks on truth-works.co.uk.